And it's time for Friday Fun.
What's Ham doing?
We don't know.
He just forgets when we're not there.
Yeah, it's okay. But
he
it's
got
Friday.
So obsessed with playing ZZ Top return cuts.
Right. And apparently still is not listening to anything that we're saying.
No.
So.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
There we go.
Now we're having fun.
That's the signal. That's the bat signal for fun. You're not. You're having unfun until you hear Friday Fun. Now, joining us for Friday Fun, the men who are still here, the men who are still on that wall, the men who care about sports radio. It's the invasion half, Donovan Lewis.
The better half.
The whole sweet spot with David Mino and Sean Bass.
Hello.
We just wanted to have fun.
You drove the way back out here just to have a little fun.
4 hours in the car from the
Unbelievable.
Hotel.
Unbelievable.
We went the wrong way first.
We
went to Malibu.
Whoops.
We thought it was the media party tonight.
That's okay.
Turns out,
Well, the question that we have been asking ourselves all week long, sponsored by
Twin Peaks.
Thank you, Twin Peaks. Is based on a conversation that we had back in March.
Marconi.
Let us listen
to air checks.
Let us listen to the primer, this little 90-second primer, and then we will unequivocally give you the answer.
It's like a toddler who doesn't know how to write yet, but just is acting like they're writing.
Looks like he tried to draw a field goal.
I think it's clearly the Van Halen VH.
Right?
Or perhaps Def Leppard in the proper font, but regardless.
Can he name one Van Halen or Def Leppard song?
Yes.
No, he can't!
No way!
He's gotta know.
Training camp.
He's gotta know Jump.
No! Why would he know Jump?
Because he was like 40 when Jump was out.
No, he does not know.
You think I'm bad for not knowing Mariah Carey songs? That dude doesn't know anything.
All right, look up Jerry Jones' age in 1984.
Well, we know what he is. He's 80. That was 40 years ago. He's 40.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going for it. I'm willing to put at least $5 that
DJ, write this down.
That he knows who
when we go to training camp, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Not a chance.
We'll do it.
Not one.
He's got to know David Lee Roth.
So when Van Halen came on the scene in 1978, he was 34.
Yes.
Bob.
Like, did he like music?
He wasn't listening to that.
He cannot name a member. He cannot name an album title. He cannot name a song title.
No.
Okay. So, after much chasing this week, Dave finally got the opportunity to corner him. We have not heard this yet. It was passed through multiple chains of authority to make sure that we could do this.
Very delicate, too, because...
Yeah, there was a lot of negotiation.
None of the folks who tried to facilitate this could fully be vetted for trustworthiness on not spilling said beans.
Right. That's what I was worried about.
There's a lot of balancing and hoping, and in the end, I guess we just have to
assume living on beans.
That everything is just on the up and up, and this is the first time Jerry's heard this concept, and maybe his answer will reveal that, nobody's teed him up. I'm curious.
10 minutes prior to this, I talked to Tad, the PR director, main handler of Jerry. And he asked me, what's the deal with this Van Halen thing? Because we had texted him earlier. And so I kind of laid it all out.
He wants to know, is this a bear trap for Jerry?
Right, yes. I laid it all out for him. I'm like, look, it all stems from what he was drawing on the bus that day at the Senior Bowl or whatever. And then we were just imagining him drawing Van Halen symbols and then asked whether or not he knows who they are. And he goes, okay, great. And then I said to him, I go, if we can do this, can you please not give it away? And he's like, oh, I won't. I promise you. I will not give it away. So I don't think anybody said anything.
Good. Okay, so as we established at the top of the show, Jerry was in the tower. They have a scaffolding tower that is in between the two practice fields, and he was up there today with his media guy, Tad, with New Roosevelt, and with Jerry Jr. and Steven. And no doubt they were doing some talent evaluation, talking about roster building, et cetera.
Looking at the new line of vests for 2024.
Yeah, yeah. And as practice is breaking up, takes a while, but they finally make their way down the tower, and they are speaking at about the 40-yard line, and I'm around the goal line. And as I mentioned before, New Roosevelt sees me loitering, and his radar goes up, and he points to a security guard and has him come over there, and he says, "Who is that guy?" And he says, "I don't know."
That's our new defensive end we just signed.
Yeah, look at him.
Wearing the Colt t-shirt.
Yeah. And so as they start making their way towards me, I guess maybe Tad lets New Roosevelt know that this is okay. And then I merge with the pack, and I ask Jerry if I can ask him a quick question, and this is how it
went. All
right,
the finality of the guess is, Bob, are you holding strong that he knows Van Halen's song and or member?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm with Bob.
You think he does?
Yes.
I think he knows Eddie Van Halen. I don't think he could give you a song, but I think he knows Eddie.
Hashtag believe over here.
They were around in the 70s. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. We are still on the no fence days.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Before I recorded this, I was adamantly in the no camp.
Okay.
I don't know what this will solve, but let's listen.
Hey, Jerry. Ron said we could get a quick second for the ticket.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so 1984, how old were you and what was going on in your life?
Well, I'm going to have to figure with you, but 89, I was 46, so it must have been about 40.
Okay, at that time or even now, are you familiar with Van Halen, the band?
Panama.
Okay, so how many Van Halen names or song names can you come up with?
Well, I don't know how many, but I remember that one. I still like it.
David Lee Roth with the high kicks and flying across the stage.
I had a sharp PR guy of mine just play it for me so I'd know.
Oh, no. Okay, so this is a setup. All right, thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Okay.
What? Tad blew the gag.
So the answer is no.
Yes.
He had no idea.
The correct answer is he has never heard of Van Halen before in his life.
Who spilled the beans?
Tad. Tad got his phone out and played him Panama while I was standing 30 yards from them.
Is there a chance he knew Panama before that?
No. No way.
And Jerry can't hold water.
He had to spill the beans.
Seriously.
He couldn't even go along with it.
I'm glad he did, though.
Panama.
Because we would have walked
Big
away.
Panama guy.
We would have walked away thinking that he actually. I'm glad that he came clean.
Yeah, yeah.
Reached out between
my
legs.
The bottom line is that you guys, because he was alive back then and he was in his 30s and 40s when it happened.
See the heat off the road.
Picture it this way, though.
Barely.
People that were into David Lee Roth and people that were into Van Halen, and that in that time frame, they were 21 years old. The people that were in their mid 30s or 40, so that's like my parents' age.
Yeah,
and
listening to Willie.
Yes, just because you were on the planet at the time doesn't mean that you, by osmosis, consume Van Halen. He never watched MTV, never.
I feel like you are really minimizing the demographic for Van Halen as saying you were 21.
Dude, Bob, yes.
You still discover new music.
I know, but I mean, I think you peak
when
out maybe.
When I was 50, I didn't know who Zach Bryan is. Now I know who Zach Bryan is.
But it was different
back
then.
I'm in my 50s.
It was different back then, too, because it was all one big thing. Like, there wasn't any niche separation to anything.
Making it more likely, less likely.
But in the 70s, when you were 30... You were over the hill.
Yes, you were.
And now
it's not the
we're
same
50
thing.
And we're so cool still.
Yeah.
We're so much younger than 50-year-olds before us.
I mean, think about people that were 30 in the 60s. They were done. Like, that was the, John Lennon or whoever saying, I can't imagine doing this past the age of 30. Like, it just, and the people that were 30, they had 10-year-old kids.
Let's play it
right?
again. I want to hear that whole thing again. The Jerry Jones, Dave Lane, Van Halen interview, all 50 seconds of it. Can we hear it again, please?
Hey, Jerry. Ron said we could get a quick second for the ticket.
Okay, go ahead. Walk
okay,
in.
So 1984, how old were you and what was going on in your life?
Well, I'm going to have to figure with you, but 89, I was 46, so it must have been about 40.
Pause okay. that. Does he know his age in 1989? Because that's when he bought
yep.
the team.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That
yeah.
is so weird. That's his marker even, for age.
It's even more weird that a couple times in this conversation, as we sit here in 2024, we're all trying to figure out what for, like, you helped me with that. Like, how old was he in 1984? And, oh, yeah, he's 80, so he's 40.
Yeah.
That makes, it's actually very easy to figure out how old you were in 1984. But I digress. Okay, here we go.
Okay, at that time, or even now, are you familiar with Van Halen, the band?
Panama.
Okay, so how many Van Halen names or song names can you come up with?
Well, I don't know how many, but I remember that one. I still like it.
David Lee Roth with the high kicks and flying across the stage.
I had a sharp PR guy of mine just play it for me so I'd know.
Oh, no. Okay, so this is a setup. All right, thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
And that's Tad back there laughing.
Yes, yes.
He had a Doyle laugh.
Yeah.
Doggone, man. If he would have just stopped.
Well, the answer would have been no.
He sold it. No, I'm saying
stopped and not spilled the beans.
Yeah.
Well, I think as a reporter, as a skilled reporter, when I pressed him to say, how many more could you name?
Top Jimmy.
He's like, oh, jig is up.
Yeah, exactly. I can't do this. Okay.
How will I know when it's love?
The only way he would have known that, the only way eggs. Is if at the time, Steven, who is, what, 60 right now?
Oh, you ate one too.
Is Steven 60?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
So 40 years ago, he's 20. And before that, when Van Halen first came out, Steven, I guarantee you, is not only a fan, but a big fan, because when you were 17 in 1978.
Oh, God. He peeled out with the T-tops off.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To Running with the Devil.
The only reason Jerry would know is based on a poster that Steven had or something like that. Otherwise, not only does he not know.
Steven, turn that music down.
Never even heard a song from Van Halen.
No.
Never. Not once.
Never in an adult establishment. He didn't hear
well,
a
I mean, that he was aware of.
Okay.
He wasn't in tune with it, if you
He's
will.
Like you with Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Pound cake.
Yeah. Well, good
reporting,
Dave. We solved it. The answer, no.
He said he did, so I'm going to believe when he said
All right.
He wouldn't lie.
Panama.
Yeah. Jerry would never lie.
Honest Jerry.
Yeah, can we isolate just Panama?
And we even said in that old clip from March, we mentioned Def Leppard, too. No.
No.
No Def Leppard. Oh, the one-arm guy?
Oh, Pyromania.
All right. Well, if you thought that was fun, Friday Fun
Pour
Junior.
Pour some sugar on me in the name of love.
Friday Fun Junior is explosive.
I'm hot, sticky sweet.
From and my filled head to my feet. With weed next.
Panama.
The ticket.
Well, a hearty thank you to our dear friend Terrence Steele, who regaled us with tales of offensive linedom and golf over the past few minutes. Now, in that time frame.
My two favorite things.
In that time frame, it's been a very tenuous situation, precarious, if you will.
That we've been working on since 8 a.m.
Really, 8 a.m. on Monday.
Yeah.
Where we have not had an opportunity to be face-to-face with Jerry Jones.
He's been ducking us.
Yeah. And finally, today, it was like throwing out the Hail Marys to the PR group. Like, look, guys, it'll take 1 minute if we can just get some time in. So today, Tad, who is... He's Jerry. He runs
he's
all
Jerry's
of PR.
Personal handler.
The star of
yes.
Just the Sip.
And he had a beer today on the ticket airwaves.
So he was beholden to us because we gave him alcohol.
Yeah, he was totally buzzed
yeah,
and feeling
good. He was drinking
good.
On the job.
So I went out there today as practice was winding down. This is about an hour ago or so. And he saw me and walked over and he goes, "What's this Van Halen thing?" Because we had sent the text messages out. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, this is it. And he goes, I need to know how this started, where it started, why it started, and what the question's going to be. And so I told him, I go, back in March, we saw Jerry, the video or the still photo of Jerry with his little notepad, and it was just all doodles. And we were talking about how if it were us, we would be drawing eighth grade Van Halen symbols on there. As we did as kids.
Right.
Trying to perfect that that elusive moniker. And then we got to, you know, joking around on the air about whether or not Jerry knew who Van Halen was. And if he did, could he name a member or a song? So he goes, all right, here's what's going to happen. He's up in the tower. There's like this tower that they have on the practice field where only the true Caesars can go.
Right.
Like, it does look like some sort of
oh yeah
king
like he's
lording
giving
over
the thumbs up or thumbs down
like each
as
play.
Practice is going on.
100%. Yeah.
So he's up there, I think, with Steven.
And Jerry Jr.
And Jerry Jr. So the whole gang.
And Ralph Neely.
And he said, why don't you wait here, and when you see him coming down, I'll bring him over. I'm like, okay, well, the show was starting right then, and I go, look, I go, would it be okay just to bring him right here, because he's got to walk right past our tent anyway. He said, I'll do that. We'll text you guys as we're walking up, and you can walk out and grab him. Well, Dave was already out there doing an interview with another player, and so we sent Dave all this information that they were ready, they were prepared for the ticket to ask a question about Van Halen. And in a way, I'm very happy to report... Dave talked to Jerry Jones.
Yes, we have audio that will get to the bottom of the matter at 5:30. Now,
and thankfully, because of all the hubbub today, I sense that half the front office is on pins and needles waiting for the outcome. I feel like there's been some side bets amongst the staffers on whether this is going to happen or not.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I don't want to...
No spoilers.
I don't want to tip the hand
at all. No spoilers.
But it was interesting because there was a sidebar as they were at about the 40-yard line.
Uh-huh.
And so Jerry and Steven and Jerry Jr. and Tad are all talking. And then just off to the side is New Roosevelt. And New Roosevelt sees me. And then he sees another security guy. And he motions for the security guy to come over. And I can... read his lips, and he's kind of nodding towards me, and he's like, who's that guy?
No Van Halen questions.
Because yeah. I look like I am going to cause some trouble.
Whoa. You look like right. You're up to no good.
And you're wearing a shirt that says The Cult. So he doesn't know if you're in a cult.
Yeah, I might be in the cult.
I feel like people that are in cults don't wear shirts that say they're in
the
cults.
The cult?
So, yes.
Like, he's in the best cult.
Which one?
The cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
like a shirt that says Troublemaker.
So, yes, as
General
I...
General Boob Inspector.
As I am getting the evil eye from New Roosevelt, they start making their way towards me. and I move into formation for the walk and talk. So I am merging with their pack.
Yes, with the C.
And that is when the interfacing happens. So it's short and sweet. And is it conclusive? We'll find out at 5:30.
All right. Fair enough.